Pod Save America is brought to you by Books. This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why you should send her farm fresh flowers from Books. That's short for bouquets. And right now you can get 25% off your entire Books purchase. Here's why everyone likes the Books company. Books is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they can last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano. Wow. Books has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. Books is simple. You go online, pick the delivery date, and you're done. Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Books now. And with 20% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma. I am very happy that I'm reading this ad because now I'm remembering when Mother's Day is, and I'm going to order a whole bunch of Books because they're fantastic flowers. Go to Books.com and use promo code Crooked for 25% off. That's Books.com. Promo code Crooked. Books promo code Crooked.
Hey guys, Tommy Vietor here. I'm hosting a new podcast called World Corrupt with my friend Roger Bennett from the Men in Blazers podcast. Soccer is a game that is often been called the world's most important, least important thing. Yet November's World Cup will force fans to confront and grapple with the complexities of a tournament that was awarded via corruption and built with atrocious labor practices that have left a reported 6,500 migrant workers dead. Each week on World Corrupt, Roger and I will explore what it means to be a fan and responsible citizen of the world while watching the world's most popular sporting event. New episodes of World Corrupt drop each Saturday in the Pod Save the World feed.
Welcome to Pod Save America. I'm Jon Favreau.
I'm Jon Lovett.
I'm Tommy Vietor.
Here it is, our last episode of the decade.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Decade. Oh, I don't like the way that sounds.
And it's a lot. It's a lot. So we figured for this, since we only have 2 days left here in the year and the decade, we would do our now annual New Year's resolution pod that we do every year.
But this year, there's a twist.
There is a twist. But we will tell you about it right after these housekeeping items that we have. you gotta keep them listening, love.
No, I get it.
That's what we do here.
I get it in
the podcast industry. All right, we wanted to make sure that Pod Save America and Crooked Media listeners understand just how much of an impact you've had over the last couple years. So we compiled an impact report.
Huh, it's very on the nose.
That shows just that. Go to crooked.com/impact to see the report. Titled, Is That Hope I Feel?
Yeah.
Ripped right from the What a Day headlines. And get inspired before we head into 2020. Check out, it's a great report, and it's all thanks to you. Everyone who has donated, volunteered, knocked on doors, all the wonderful things you guys have done. So thank you, and go check that out. And celebrate yourself. That's what it's for. Also, The Wilderness 2 is coming. Season 2 of The Wilderness. We'll be sharing more details about Season 2 of The Wilderness very soon. Get ready for that. But in the meantime, you can catch up on season one wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jon, question, are we still in the wilderness?
We are sort of, there's like a lot of trees everywhere.
So I can't see
field? We can sort of see maybe the right direction. It's just a question if we can get there.
Oof.
Not guaranteed.
That's daunting.
No clear path, though. It's not like there's a well-trod path.
As we know from last week's Democratic debate, you know?
Hasn't happened yet.
We're recording this before.
How about that
How
debate?
About, can you believe what
you
happened
believe
there?
That he said believe that to her?
That was unbelievable.
When Buttigieg had that speech.
And then he dropped out right on stage, that candidate.
I think it was pretty inappropriate for Michael Bloomberg to buy the network mid-debate.
Okay. So this year, for this year's Resolution podcast, last year we had our resolutions, and then we had different people around the Crooked Media Network. This year we decided, why not ask the Democratic candidates themselves for some resolutions?
Yeah, these people don't say no. We can get them. They're gettable.
So our fantastic producers went out to the Democratic candidates, asked them for resolutions, and this we're going to play them now. This is the first time we're hearing them.
We're hearing them live. We have never heard these before.
Okay, Jordan tells us Cory Booker is up first. for his New Year's resolution. All right, Kyle, let's play it.
Pod Save America. So happy that you've asked me about my New Year's resolutions. I'm going to skip over the ones that have to deal with me getting into better physical shape, for crying out loud, and maybe do the one that is actually really very much at the center of my purpose in the next year. Look, Gandhi said we all got to be the change we want to see in the world, and we often forget about how the personal decisions we make often enable injustice. And I made a decision last year to be more conscious with my consumer choices that I'm making, especially someone that has more relative privilege in terms of my purchasing power, that I decided to just start thinking a lot about my food choices and the sources of my food, as someone who's big on regenerative agriculture and empowering people who create our food, not these multinational corporations who are doing such harm through CAFOs and other industrial agriculture. I've done a good job of changing that. But this year, I'm going to focus down more. One of my resolutions is to focus on fashion. Fast fashion is doing such damage to our environment. It's oppressing and exploiting workers and more, putting chemicals into our environment and things that just do not attune with a lot of my values. So I'm just going to be a lot more conscious about my consumer choices around clothing and how those choices either empower the values that I want to see in this world, or do things to continue, I think, systems that are unsustainable and that actually hurt people. So that's one of my many New Year's resolutions. There are other personal ones dealing with folk like Rosario, my girlfriend, and folks like my own health as a middle-aged black guy who has horrible health outcomes for my demographic. But I hope that I can challenge everybody with your New Year's resolutions to be more conscious in the choices you're making, especially those that you're making with your dollar. We vote during election time, but every day that we spend money, we are actually voting with our dollars as well and supporting systems one way or the other. I hope that we all do more this year to support systems that make this world more environmentally sustainable, more healthy, and more about justice. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow. Right. Listen. Now, the cool thing about Cory Booker's news resolution for this year is it also midway through became his resolution for the next year.
I want Senator Booker to know that we think he has a rockin' bod. For those of you who don't know what CAFOs are, those are concentrated animal feeding operations, so he doesn't like those disgusting hog lots and things. Got a Gandhi
really
reference.
Really learned something. Got a Gandhi reference, which is very, very Cory Booker.
Love Cory Booker.
Those are actionable items, which is what I appreciate.
He's already vegan.
Thank you for expanding our horizons on a couple things, Cory Booker. I didn't even think about
fast fashion
clothing choices as a resolution. Has he heard of Everlane? I think Everlane
is good. The purchasing power thing
use code
is a good point.
What else did he? There was a lot there.
I wrote down. These are my notes. Great body, Gandhi, veganism, CAFOs, consumer choices around clothing, Rosario, health, purchasing power.
You know what? You nailed it.
You nailed it.
I took notes.
Thank you, Senator Cory Booker, for giving us the most Senator Cory Booker news resolution possible.
Thank you to the Booker stands.
For sure.
Thank you to Adisu. That's all I got.
Okay, next resolution comes from Julian Castro.
To all the friends of the pod out there, so I am terrible about New Year's resolutions. Half the time, I don't make any of them. When I do make them, like I bet a lot of folks out there, I break them by the time February comes around. But this year, I have two New Year's resolutions. Number one, I need to eat better. I'm on the road all the time. You can imagine eating a lot of junk food. And so I want to eat better. And then maybe more importantly, I want to have an opportunity to spend more time with my family, to carve out that time. That's tough because we're always out there on the road, traveling a lot. But especially during this season of Thanksgiving, we're reminded of how important it is to nurture those relationships with the people that you really love and to spend time, especially with your family. And so I hope to find that time, even as we go through a very hectic and crazy schedule during this 2020 presidential campaign.
That was nice. Very wholesome. Good. What a nice resolution.
What has the campaign trail done to these extremely fit individuals?
Julian Castro looks great.
Cory Booker played football at Stanford. He's a better athlete than any of us combined.
Spend more time with your family.
The family thing's going to be tough while the campaign's going.
Combined.
That's true.
It's a good goal.
Is Cory Booker a better athlete than us combined?
I would say, yeah.
I mean, combined?
I'm a pretty bad athlete.
I know, but I'm just saying, where are you putting it? One versus three. I don't care what sport it is.
I've never played. You're betting on Cory Booker? Tommy played high school football. We got one high school football player.
My sophomore year of college, I lived in a dorm with a bunch of the football players.
That counts. That's close.
It was like, hey.
Cory Booker, like, saw action. He, like, got playing time at Stanford. Anyway, we're talking about Julian Castro.
Yeah, anyway, sorry.
He's not terrible at New Year's Eve resolutions. Eating better is a good one. More time with your family, it's great.
It's great. Great.
Thank you, Julian Castro.
Thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How do you cope when there's something weighing on you or something you need to get off your chest? You know the best way to do it? Best way to cope is to talk about it. Not just cram it down. Not do what generations of New Englanders have done. Just stuff their feelings down. Maybe cover it with a coat of booze. No. You got to talk to someone. You got to work it out. Get it off your chest. And just by doing that, you will feel better. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/PSA. Go today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/PSA.
I'm Oren Siegel, and I've been fighting extremism, anti-Semitism, and hate for more than 20 years. You should subscribe to our podcast, Extremely, to get a unique perspective on the daily work and the people who have dedicated their lives to exposing, fighting, and disrupting extremism, anti-Semitism, and all forms of hate. We bring you the stories of people and communities not only impacted by hate, but who offer new perspectives and ways to push back. You can find Extremely wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
We got Mayor Pete.
I've heard this one.
My New Year's resolution is I'm going to try yoga. I'm going to get into yoga.
Mayor Pete's going to try yoga, everybody.
That was so concise.
Well, we really put him on the spot during the Love It or Leave It recording, and he did great.
Can I think he'll do hot yoga?
I tried to do a little hot yoga a couple years ago. I don't like it.
I've never done yoga.
Maybe
my resolution will be like Pete's. Maybe
it's
I'll just
stretching while people around you fart. Is it not? What about that is wrong?
What about that's wrong? What about that's wrong? What about that's
I'm
wrong?
Just saying, look out, Mayor Pete.
All right, well, thank you. thank you, Mayor Pete.
Yoga.
Thank you, Mayor Pete. Yoga. Oh, now we're clapping. Some people get claps. We're gonna grade them all afterwards. We're gonna declare the winner of the New Year's resolution primary.
My New Year's resolution is to rank people more often.
Yeah, for sure. We got Tom Steyer.
Hey, friends of the pod, it's Tom Steyer. The end of the year is coming, and that means so is the new year. And that means so are New Year's resolutions. Well, here are mine. Love the people you're around. Try your hardest. Get into the woods just for the fun of it. Be true to what you believe in. Stand up for the people, always. Protect God's planet, always. Oh, and have a happy new year.
Was that a wilderness plug? Get into the woods?
Thank you. Thank you, Tom Steyer.
I like the specificity of and get good. Into the woods.
I feel like Tom Steyer had been working on that for a while.
I liked it.
It was like a little poem.
You guys didn't know. Yeah. He put 1,000 points behind that resolution. it's up on Des Moines TV.
No, that was a nice resolution. That was nice.
I really like Tom Steyer.
I had try your hardest, love the people around you, stand up for the people, protect the planet, and happy New Year's.
Try your hardest.
God's planet.
God's planet.
God's planet.
And get into the woods.
Get into those woods.
Was that a movie?
Into the Woods? Know. It's a Sondheim musical.
Okay, who we got next? Warren. Elizabeth Warren. Here we go.
Here we go. Let's get some structural change in these resolutions.
Big structural res.
Elizabeth Warren, friend of the pod here, chiming in with my New Year's resolutions for 2020. Number one, is to teach Bailey not to jump up on people, especially on our own supporters. Second is to up my average daily step count from 6.6 miles to hit the big 7-0. And third, it's not Donald Trump out of the White House. Happy New Year and Pod Save America.
That was nice. It's funny to imagine, like,
the upping her walk, her what was it? Walk?
Her step count.
Step count. That was very Kate McKinnon playing Elizabeth Warren on Saturday Night.
From 6.3 to 7 miles.
She's walking 7 miles a day.
A lot of walking.
What was her first one?
Keep Bailey from jumping up
on
people.
I didn't understand who was jumping on people.
The other one should be get a better phone to record these things next time. But as a dog owner, look, when we first got Luca, I remember telling myself how much we were going to train her. And I'm lucky she weighs 25 pounds because when she leaps out of the air at people she cares about and kicks them, it would be less cute probably.
Yeah, Luca doesn't jump on people. She all four paws are off the ground and she jumps up. I love it. It's my favorite part about Luca.
Takes orbit. Yeah.
get Donald Trump out of the White House. I'm surprised that no one else used that one. Guys.
Joe Biden.
The next one is from former Vice President Joe Biden.
No First way. Time he'll be on the pod.
This isn't real.
No malarkey.
I fell for it.
I did too.
I thought you got him, but
Jordan.
No.
Oh, no malarkey.
Wait, that's what did it. He say? One more time.
No malarkey.
I just love hearing it.
That's his resolution. No malarkey 2020.
Get on the fucking pod, Joe.
Look, we might be getting a little closer. I just want to let you guys know. We might be getting a little closer to Joe Biden on the pod. We have made contact.
No malarkey. Could that be a resolution? It means I'm not going to put up with any guff, any sass talk.
No malarkey means I'm going to come on Pod Save America. That's what I took it to mean.
You say like make contact, like the Vulcans have landed, you know? Like he's hard to get to.
We've worked with these people.
Yeah.
He's trying to cut down on molasses intake.
Molasses.
Thinking old timey things.
Yeah. And we're still,
I'm drinking too much sarsaparilla.
So those are all the candidates who responded. Should we do ours?
Yeah.
Should we end with ours? Who would like to go first? Should we check in on our last year's resolution?
Do we have the ability to do that?
Let's do that at the end.
Okay, we'll do it at the end. We'll do it at the end.
My first resolution is to not get upset when I don't follow through with any of my resolutions.
That's a really good resolution, and I think it's important because I think sometimes people think, oh, I only did my New Year's resolution from January to March or something, and then everyone's like, oh, you failed in your resolution. But really, if you do that every year, over the course of your life, about a third of your life, you try to be better, and that's pretty good. That's pretty good. You improved yourself for a big chunk of your life, you know? So don't feel bad, Tommy.
Thank you.
Do you have another one?
I got a bunch.
Just keep going around, or I don't care.
You know that little notification that comes through on your phone on Sundays that says you've spent X number of hours on your phone this week?
Yes,
I need
do.
That guy to go down. Like,
what's yours at?
Over 4 hours. I need that thing to go down.
Yours is over 4 hours? Oh, I will not share mine.
What is it? Come
definitely
on.
Over four.
Come on, share it.
It's up to 6 or 7.
Shit, that's a lot more. I need that bad boy to go down a quarter, and I want...
I almost hit 5, and I panicked.
Mine was so high that I turned it off.
Problem solved.
I think I might that might entail something you've been good at doing, Lovett, which is periodically deleting the Twitter app, because I've just... More and more, I've come to realize how little information I'm gleaning from it compared to the amount of annoyance at reading opinions from people I don't want to hear them from.
You know, the other day, we had like a very busy day where we're just sort of chain smoking some meetings. Mm-hmm. And
this is a great term that Lovett just come up with.
Jeweling meetings.
Now we use it all over the office.
And then,
even though there's no smokers here.
No smokers. No smoking. And then we went to the protest against Donald Trump because that's the side we're on. And then. And then I went right to
and
dinner.
And you're welcome, because we did it.
And then I went right to dinner, and Rona and I do not use our phones at dinner. It's a strict policy. And then I got
really?
Home. Yeah, we don't.
Good for you.
And we have a, you can say, should we have a phone time? Should we have phone time?
I bet there's an extra bathroom break that gets in there just to sprint.
You got to check. Your hands start to shake. And then I got home, and I realized I haven't looked at my phone all day, and I was jonesing for it. I just needed that sweet, sweet 30 minutes just to kind of cruise my menchies.
Coincidentally, this is also how Lovett prepares for Pod Save America.
Hey, a lot of people are saying really nice things about me in the news.
You got any more, Tom?
I want to, this came up today. I want to, if you're going to donate money to candidates, I want to do it earlier. and I want to do it until it hurts a little bit. Because if you give money, the earlier you give money to a candidate, if you're planning to give money to a candidate, the more useful it actually is, the further that dollar stretches. So that's just a thing for everyone to know.
That's great. John?
I have two resolutions. One has subsections. My main first resolution, as always, as Cory Booker said, is always
avoid
a kind
CAFOs.
Avoid CAFOs. No, obviously I'd like to eat more humanely, but like for me, here's how I'm thinking about my diet resolution this year, which I make every year.
When Noom,
I'll use Noom.
The code is crooked.
But I want to have a sustainable model for eating food such that I don't feel guilty about what I'm eating. And so for me, what has worked in the past is clean, good eating decisions most of the week, and then two, absolutely fucked up, balls to the wall, no holds barred, no rules, no society, no cameras, no one watching dinners. I get two of those a week, and then I can eat clean the rest of the week. I feel really good. And because I think one of the hardest parts
no
about
cameras,
no
dinners.
Cameras, because I think sometimes one of the worst parts about
just in a closet somewhere.
Well, I do think like if like we are surrounded by so much abundance that it makes it really hard to not feel guilty about the things that we're consuming. And I realize that if I'm not eating correct, well, I just feel bad all the time, even when I'm eating things I want, don't want. And so I want to get the bad feelings away from the food.
Can I tell you what I ate for breakfast?
Yes.
The wall of a gingerbread house.
Actually,
again?
It was the roof. Have you just been eating one wall per day?
John, that was a snack. It was a different gingerbread house.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite, too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.
So that was my first resolution. I will say that today for lunch, I did have a classic lunch, a giant bowl of spaghetti bolognese.
From a food truck,
which I...
Went downstairs to the food truck, slapped some spaghetti on my plate. It is noon.
Yeah. fully need to book a nap later today. So anyway, that was my first resolution. And my second resolution is just something I'm trying to keep in mind. And I just, I want to be... In work, in life, I just want to, these three things I want to always be thinking about. I want to be positive, I want to be generous, and I want to be disciplined. And I just a little more positivity, a little more generosity, and a little more discipline will go a long way to making me someone other people will want to be around.
That's very nice.
It's a very nice one.
It's very nice. It's already started. Yeah. I'm happy to be here at the table with you now. Just stay a couple more minutes. Mine is also like one bigger resolution with a few subcategories. So it's 2020. This is the election year. We're going to be paying attention to politics nonstop. I cannot spend all of my day and all of my night paying attention to politics, reading about politics, looking on Twitter, being on my phone. So I know everyone says things like, "Oh, I want to read more." I am setting a goal for myself of one book per month.
Mm.
I think that is, I don't know if that's a lot or not because I haven't read in years. But I know.
Well, John, something you'll discover over time. Some books are longer than others.
That's
something to think about when you're choosing your book.
So I have started the first Harry Potter book, Sorcerer's Stone,
that's
finally.
That's a nice world to escape to. You will not regret it.
And I started it and I have it on my iPad. And I noticed that now on the iPad, it will say, like a little pop-up comes and it says, you've reached a goal of, you know, an hour of reading today or something like that. So you can set how much you read on, apparently, I didn't know this.
Gamify
on the
iPad. It's like Elizabeth Warren and her steps.
I'm going to try to do this. So for all of you out there that have recommendations for books, I'm taking them. I know Dan Pfeiffer always has great recommendations. Aaron Ryan tweeted out some the other day, I thought.
Like, this fucking guy.
I got one for you.
You signed up for 12 books. Like, how many recommendations are you going
to
get?
Give me a long list. I will call it down to 12.
I got a great rec for you.
Okay.
Hannah got me a Kindle for Christmas. And when I turned it on, I had had another one earlier, and there were like books just sort of preloaded that I guess I just bought at some point and didn't realize. There's a book called The Spy and the Traitor by Ben McIntyre. It's an incredible Cold War spy story about this like Russian KGB double agent that comes to the good guy side, maybe.
Spoilers.
Well, I said maybe.
Okay.
There could be twists, there could be turns. I'm not even done with the book.
He said maybe. He did say maybe.
Well, thank you, Tommy.
It's a good book.
All right, so the first thing I'm gonna do is I gotta read to get my mind off it. And then I am just so anxious all the time. I think that I have to start like meditation. Oh, I've never done any kind of meditating.
I thought you were saying that something else.
Well, yeah. So I'm gonna try, you know, Emily's been trying to get me to do this. She's been listening. She's
I keep
been,
my,
you know, the Talkspace or
Calm.com, you mean?
Calm.com.
I keep my meditation sponsor? a little bottle of pills by my bed. That's where I keep my meditation.
I am going to try to do just a little bit of meditation.
That's good.
Wow.
And
deep breathing.
See if it works. Yeah. And so that's it.
I want to go to more movies in the theater.
Great.
More iPick.
That's great, movies in the theater. That's so fun.
Should we talk about how we did for our New Year's resolutions for last year? Tommy, you were Barry's this morning,
Did you work out less and eat worse, you piece of shit?
Tommy's in the best shape of his life.
You know, I took a lot of heat for this one. I was trying to say something in kind of a trolly way, and achievement unlocked. I love it. How did this one go? I plan to either keep up with Slack more or remove myself from Slack. It's one or the other. I think what's current, the current lukewarm Slack use that I'm offering is terrible.
Well, why don't we just go ahead and renew that subscription for next year on that resolution. I've been better-ish. I think people have learned not to rely on me. People have worked around it, I think, mostly. Because I think
it's the secret to Crooked Media's growth.
Any others on that list, Tommy?
I only wrote down that. I thought that was a very funny one.
Mine was to get in fewer Twitter fights, and I have succeeded.
You've achieved.
I have succeeded, and I haven't succeeded in using Twitter less at all, but although this is what's happened. So now I don't get in the Twitter fight. I try to stop myself. I stay out of my mentions a lot more. I get in fewer Twitter fights, but instead now, when I see an opinion that is garbage or something that really pisses me off, what I do is I instantly copy paste that to a text to you guys or other people, and so then I become angry with people I know.
Is that
as
what
opposed
happened
to the
Jake Sherman on?
Well, that is no. Well,
was that public? Was that?
I think that was a disagreement more than a fight.
What happened?
And then Playbook led with,
John fought with Playbook.
Something that was garbage the other day about how it's like horrible for Democrats politically for impeaching the president and blah blah blah. And it didn't even have the Democratic point of view. It just had the Republican point of view. And I thought that that was bad. And so I said so on Twitter to Jake. And Jake, to his credit, emailed me and said, would you like to just write your point of view and we'll put it in Playbook tomorrow? And I said, thank you for being constructive about
this.
He's
really nice.
So we didn't
really
have
made
to
a difference.
So we didn't have to yell. Yeah, exactly. Now it should change the whole course of history.
Good for you. One voice can change a room.
But I appreciate our friends at Politico for that.
I would say, I think this is worth sort of one sort of, like, thinking ahead about resolutions. I'm just sort of, you know, we've been at Crooked, we've been meeting a lot about next year, political goals, the changing of how the company's been growing and how hard a year is going to be. And it has left me just sort of thinking a bit about what 2020 is actually going to feel like and how hard it's going to be. And so it's going to suck and it's going to be really exhausting and tiring. And I just think it's worth, as we head into this break, to just give ourselves a break, to step back from the news. Like, I have no doubt that Donald Trump on Christmas is going to tweet a picture of like Nancy Pelosi's head on a pig or something insane. You know, he's not. It's not like he's going to tweet on Christmas, though we have many disagreements. We're all Americans. And I hope everyone has a moment to cherish their family and loved one.
Can even you imagine?
Even those with whom I disagree. Speaker Pelosi, Senator Schumer, have a wonderful holiday. No, I don't think that's likely.
Probably not.
So I think, you know, stepping away from that, I think is important. I'm going to take a break. I think everybody should try to take a step back and then just go into 2020 and just knowing with eyes open how hard a year it's going to be and that there's a lot of people who are going to want to make it harder to get people to give up, to get people to stop caring. And we just have to keep our eyes on the, you know, we've been working, like the last 3 years have been so long and so grueling and so tough, but all of that has to be sort of fuel for what we do next year. That's all.
Yeah. And I would just add that breaks are important and good. And when you can't take breaks, because a lot of the years is going to be a lot of hard work, make sure that there is some joy and fun in all of this politics and organizing and knocking on doors. And as anxious as we're all going to be, it's true. Like when you get together with a group of people and you go knocking on doors and you're part of a campaign or you're part of a volunteer group or something like that, you can make really great friendships and you can have a lot of fun. And it's important to, like, you know, have that next year, because every day can't be, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, we're getting closer to November. And it's the, you know, it, you just, you have to have some fun with it too.
I want to learn how to cook 3 things. I'm just ticking through my shitty list.
I learned to cook my first thing last month.
What was it?
Eggs.
Sean.
Unbelievable.
I can't tell if you're kidding.
Okay. Remember last year we talked about this eggs. and I was getting Dunkin' Donuts every morning.
Yeah.
And progress. Now I'm making myself eggs and bacon every morning.
This time last year I was asking you if you'd figured out how to use the coffee maker.
Right. Now I've figured out coffee. I'm making myself coffee. I don't use the K-cups.
That's good. That's really good. What I realize is you don't need to
know. For
those
looking at home, John either winked or had a stroke.
You don't need to learn how to cook a whole cookbook, right? We're creatures of habit. You need like 3 things that you do well. You're set for life.
Last Christmas break, I made a Yule log. There's a French word for it.
How do you do that?
People always say it's like Bouche Noël, maybe. That sounds wrong. Again, can't learn languages, no retention of them.
Bouche Noël.
I don't think that's what it is.
Whatever it is. Oh, yeah, Bouche Noël.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I can't know how to pronounce it. And it was so fun. And so this year, I got to figure out something else. Because not only did it taste delicious, I got so many likes and faves. So just thinking through like what the perfect thing to cook is that will be both tasty. Yes, I made that. I made a.
Haven't you seen Lovett's? Have you seen Lovett? Was it with Ronan and he like made a whole?
It was so much fun.
It went viral.
Did you roll it like that?
Yes,
it was a viral log.
Yes,
that's really impressive.
Well, I've been watching the Great British Bake Off, and
did you get a handshake?
I did. Thank you. Yes, Paul Hollywood did come up to Connecticut in a Lamborghini. And give me a handshake.
You bring those eyes?
Oof. Yeah, man. Put those in a pot, you know?
On that note, anyone else have any kind of resolution-y things to say before we sign off for the last podcast of the decade?
Well, I'll just say thank you. Thank you to my boys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To my boys, John and Tommy.
Thanks
to everybody
team.
On the team that makes Pod Save America happen.
Thanks to everyone who donated to Fair Fight.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
We are so excited for 2020.
Look, doing this, you guys listening, it's a really shitty fucking time in history, but at least we got to go through it together, you know?
It's true.
Yeah. That's what was my other resolution, is to be grateful.
Yeah, be grateful.
Boom.
Let's be also, grateful. Rate and review in the iTunes store.
Yeah, rate and review.
5 stars.
And
the code is crooked.
The gratitude again, can be expressed with stars.
Stars. Thank you. Bye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Pod Save America is a product of Crooked Media. The senior producer is Michael Martinez. Our assistant producer is Jordan Waller. It's mixed and edited by Andrew Chadwick. Kyle Seglin is our sound engineer. Thanks to Carolyn Reston, Tanya Sominator, and Katie Long for production support. And to our digital team, Elijah Cohn, Nara Melkonian, Yale Freed, and Milo Kim, who film and upload these episodes as a video every week.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system. bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.